look at me, gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. It's a holiday tradition, getting a jump on Black Friday sales.
We used to be the ones on Thanksgiving night where we would get up, or we'd stay up and stay up all night into the morning and do it. So the early morning on Fridays is a little different, but we still do it.
How about a new car for Christmas? Jeff Gilbert reports Black Friday may be just the ticket.
It's common to have deals on outgoing models of a vehicle that's been redone. Kelly Blue Book says there are some good lease deals on the outgoing Chevy Equinox SUV. GM's also offering some no-interest financing on some trims of its full-size pickups. A number of import brands also have deals on specific vehicles, including Kia, Subaru, Mazda, and Honda. This is expected to be the best Black Friday for car shoppers in the last 5 years.
While Americans still struggle with inflation, Canada is warning President-elect Trump's policies will make matters worse. CBS's Heather Bosch reports.
Trump plans to impose a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico to promote manufacturing inside the U.S., but also to send a message that he's unhappy about their lack of border security that he claims is contributing to the U.S. fentanyl epidemic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is pushing back, noting drug seizures at the U.S.-Canada border are relatively few, and that Canada is investing in border security. Trudeau says ultimately tariffs would increase prices for Americans. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Lake effect snow along the Great Lakes could have a major impact on holiday travel. WIVB-TV meteorologist Todd Santos says the worst of the storm will wallop that area just south of Buffalo.
Big numbers start to pick up later in the day, and then we just keep adding to it. At a rate of around 1 to 2 inches per hour for the more intense areas, we may see it go a little bit above that. I do see room for even later on thunder snow potential, and you know that can affect, you know, the upper end of the totals.
British lawmakers have approved an assisted suicide bill, setting up further debate in Parliament.
If approved at a later reading, it will give those with less than 6 months left to live the option of having a doctor prescribe them lethal drugs. It passed 334 to 275 against in a free vote.
The BBC's Debbie Ross. What to do with all those Thanksgiving leftovers? Health experts say you can store them in the fridge for 3 to 4 days. CBS's Kirsten Mitchell with some more guidance.
If frozen, the USDA says leftovers will remain at best quality for up to 6 months, depending on how they're stored. They should always, though, be reheated to 165 degrees and only reheated once to avoid foodborne illnesses.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Charges have been filed against the owner of a historic Burlington mansion that caught fire. Prosecutors allege that Robert Satin set fires in 4 fireplaces while intoxicated. He's currently being held on a $15,000 bond. A car crashed into a pole and flipped onto its roof at the intersection of 31 and 4 Mile Road last night. The driver survived the Caledonia crash without major injuries, despite the vehicle being overturned and power lines complicating the rescue. During the 15th annual Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Feast, founders Dan and Ray said that they might be passing on their community tradition to the next generation. The event served about 4,000 people at Festival Hall yesterday. Racine is offering free downtown parking at all metered spaces. It's the annual effort to support local holiday shopping. This weekend and next, shoppers can park without feeding meters, though time limits will still be enforced. Winter parking restrictions start Sunday in Racine and Kenosha. Drivers must park on the even-numbered side of the street on even-numbered days and vice versa. Specific details are on each city's website. And Kenosha County is hosting two tree lighting ceremonies this weekend. The city will light up their tree in Veterans Memorial Park today. It features live music and an entire downtown takeover. Tomorrow's county event at Pets Park will include live music, reindeer, and photos with Santa. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers lose to Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost to Minnesota at Camp Randall 24-7. The Gophers win the Paul Bunyan Axe. The Badgers finish with a losing record of 5-7, ending their streak of 22 years of going to a bowl game. Head coach Luke Fickle on his seniors' final game at Wisconsin.
I feel bad for them. I apologize for not putting us in position to put them guys out of here and send them guys out of here the way they should be sent out for all that they've done for us. That's not what they deserve.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions next. After beating the Dolphins last night 30-17, Matt LaFleur says the offensive line needs to improve their blocking for running back Josh Jacobs.
We got a lot of room for improvement there, and they know it, but we got to be better. Sometimes we got to have better play calls. Sometimes we got to have better execution.
The Chicago Bears fired their head coach Matt Eberflus after they lost to the Lions yesterday, failing to use a timeout at the end of the game. Assistant Thomas Brown named interim head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 15. Tomorrow sunshine 27 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's take you back to this date in 2001. This is the anniversary that we lost George Harrison and his battle with cancer. Here are the Beatles on WRJN.
Just do what Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. Shoot right in the Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Hope you had a nice turkey day.
Oh, I did. How about you?
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely.
Oh, my goodness.
You have leftovers?
I don't, because we have it at my brother and sister-in-law's house. So
they don't send
not
you
a lot
home
of leftovers. They do with whatever is left over, but mostly everything gets eaten.
Okay. Do you have, I guess maybe it doesn't apply to you then. I was going to ask you if you have a favorite leftover Thanksgiving or leftover turkey meal, something that you like to make with leftovers.
I don't usually make anything with leftovers, but if there's mashed potatoes and gravy left over, that is my go-to food. Oh, yeah. My goodness, yes.
You and my wife, I think, yeah.
Mm.
You got to try, I'll send you the recipe. You got to try, it's called savory turkey squares.
Okay.
And you take like Pillsbury crescent rolls and you take the dough and you lay it out flat.
Okay.
And then you mix up, it's like little chunks of turkey with cream cheese and onions.
Oh.
And you mix it all together and you put it on the Pillsbury dough. And then you, you kind of wrap it up and stick it in the oven. Oh my gosh. You bite into this. It's first, it's a flaky crust. And then it's cheesy delight. Oh my goodness.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I've heard of Thanksgiving soup. Have you ever heard that for leftovers? A friend of mine makes that, and it is really good, except for the cranberries in there. I'm not a big fan. I love cranberries, but not in a soup. So,
it's not just
It's a good idea. No, it is everything. Thanksgiving leftover dinner soup, basically.
Interesting. Yeah. My wife always takes the carcass and she'll, you know, she'll boil it and she'll have the turkey and make turkey soup. But
that's awesome.
I don't know if we've had
noodles.
I don't know if we've had this one that you're talking about, though.
Yeah, it's everything in the pot, basically. That's left in the fridge that no one has eaten. So it's about a 2 to 3 day thing after Thanksgiving.
Nice.
All right.
There's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
WRJN. I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pity for the fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chips. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, "What you?"
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It is going to be chilly tonight, mostly clear and a low of 15. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny and 27. How about some sounds of the season from Frank Sinatra?
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-double-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow,
doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh,
doodle.
O'er the fields we go,
doodle.
Laughing all the way,
doodle. Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E.
27 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. So many different ways to listen. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, always on the historic 1400 AM, or you can listen to WRJN.com or download the Civic Media app. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Thanksgiving night miracle in Caledonia. A car crashed into a pole and flipped onto its roof at the intersection of Highway 31 and 4 Mile Road. The accident took place at around 7 last night. It left the driver trapped inside the overturned vehicle with downed power lines complicating rescue efforts. The driver escaped without any major injuries or broken bones. Police are investigating. There's no charge to park your sleigh in downtown Racine. The city again is making it easier for people to shop local this holiday season with free parking at all metered spaces downtown. The perk starts today and runs tomorrow and next weekend as well. While shoppers won't need to feed the meter, time limits will still apply and they'll be marking tires. And it's ice skating season in downtown Kenosha. Kenosha's outdoor ice rink at Veterans Memorial Park will officially open for the season this afternoon. The rink will be accessible daily from 10 to 10, with skate rentals available during designated hours. Skaters can check out ice skates at the skate hut by providing a photo ID. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low in the mid-teens, the wind settles down a little bit. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Around 30 degrees for the high Sunday, more sunshine into the area. It's 24 right now.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. According to a study, former cops have twice the risk of heart disease after the age of 55 as other men. Somewhere in there, there's a joke about donuts, but I'm not going there.
She's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice like she wants to come with me, but she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of the sight.
Every nation.
persuasion.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more in all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Sweet, I'm yeah.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's CCR.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
losing sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Lake effect snow is falling in parts of Pennsylvania and western New York, and that makes for dicey driving. Just ask this driver in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Terrible. Horrible. It's worse than I've ever seen. Go slow.
WBBM-TV meteorologist Laura Bannon with what to expect in the coming days.
Downwind of the Great Lakes, that's where we do have some heavy lake effect snow that's going to be persistent all the way through the end of the weekend. There's going to be some parts that pick up as much as 3 feet of snow.
The weather is no deterrent for shoppers in other parts of the country on this Black Friday. CBS's Jared Hill spoke to shoppers at the Queen Center Mall.
Brianna Paredes came with a plan.
What brings you out today?
The deals. I need all the deals. I'm only